French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There is something for everyone at Encore Consignment Gallery in the Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
RTP and Husqvarna are celebrating spring by giving you green. When you purchase a qualifying Husqvarna powered by Honda Walkmower at RTP from April 1st through June 15th, you'll receive a $50 mail-in rebate. With powerful Honda engines, 3-in-1 cutting systems, and all-wheel drive capability, Husqvarna Walkmowers deliver superior performance and features for a beautiful lawn you'll be proud of. To purchase your Husqvarna mower or have one serviced, visit RTP at 427 West Outer Road in Valley Park or call 636-825-8300.
Boneless Thursdays at B-Dubs are half-price Boneless Thursdays. That means any size order of boneless wings costs half as much, making Thursdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Boobies.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you.
Yes.
We're
about
that's my doorbell ring.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 21st edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Those of you who think, oh, he missed Sleepy Dusty Del today because I didn't hear it. No, we didn't miss it. We got it in there. We stomped him. We did it. But it is the 21st of March, and we're brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. We just call them Mark and Jason, and we're hoping you'll call them, and I'll give you a couple of reasons why you may want to think about that. So we are ready to roll on this, another award-winning Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. But first, let's do this. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
This man is the bass player for a fine band known as the Seven Plantations.
Yep.
The Seventh Planet.
Seventh Planet. Yeah. And when's that first gig again?
April 22nd.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
St. Charles, yeah.
His name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's happy. He likes it. He likes protecting people. That's not a bad trait. Bernice is in heaven. Where apparently they let you have a bad attitude and a bad mood up there, even in heaven. I wouldn't think that would be acceptable, but she probably got some rules changed. And I don't know. Have you ever been to Rad Boy's house, Peon?
No, not yet.
Dan, you been to Rad Boy's
house? Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, well, the doorbell, because Peon mentioned the doorbell. Yeah. Ring. How's your doorbell ring?
Tease.
That's it. Yeah. That's his voice. Yeah. He digitally recorded, and you hit the button, and that's what you hear, and you know, hey, it's Rad Boy. Or, no, you won't, because he's in the house. Forget that. Of course it's Rad Boy. It's his house. Give it up for Bruce Limpress Day. Oh, boy. Orchestra.
He
you in the court, you know, they hear you. You know, that is not what they say in, like, the bigger courts, the higher courts. No, it's oh-yay, oh-yay.
Huh. Really?
I didn't know that till I was 40 or something.
What's the...
It's just a lot of stuff you go through life not knowing.
The courts that use pig Latin as the language.
What? What?
Nothing.
Yeah, I'll say. I really don't get it.
That's how you do pig Latin.
Welcome to my world.
How do you do pig Latin?
You take a...
How does like, hear ye, and oh yay, oh yay? That's not... You know what? Edit yourself out.
Yeah.
Edit all that out.
I'll take care of it.
Oh, man. What's happened? We're brought to you by... Well, I got a call now. I have to see if we're still, they're still sponsors. Mark and Jason. They're Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. You just heard Peon. Thank you, Dan. You just heard Peon mention
that. He's still happening. That's kind of funny.
Dan gets a bigger kick out of everything than anybody I know.
Thank goodness.
You can set up a complimentary review of your portfolio. Now, that's another one of those words that, yeah, you're probably 25 or 30 before you even, to me, it's like an artist has a portfolio of, here, look at, these are my paintings, but this is financial. Talk. I know what it means now, but there was a time when I didn't, and I just had to ask questions. And by the way, you can ask them questions. You set up a complimentary, essentially it's a review and a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. And you don't have to do a thing they say. You don't even have to meet with them. I just think you'll be glad you did, and a second opinion doesn't hurt even if you already have a financial advisor. They meet with their clients quarterly. Unless the client prefers to be on the phone, they'll do that too. Together, over 46 years financial experience, a very strong practice with Stifel. Nicholas, as you know, Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. And of course you know it because Peon just told you a while ago. Mark and Jason, it's markandjason.com. I love that that their website is that simple.
Yeah.
Markandjason.com. That's not, if you can't remember that, you can't remember that. I almost watched Casablanca the other night.
Oh.
You know, when I told you we were going through looking for a movie, and we watched that Allied. Well, if you're married, you know that your wife always gets real tired, like 9:30, sleepy.
Right.
Yeah. So I was going to watch Casablanca, and I watched the trailer, and it was so boring that I couldn't even bring myself to. But I have to watch it. It's a classic. I have to watch it just to see. You know, if it's as bad as I think it probably is. The joke today that I'm going to tell, I know it hasn't been a year since I told it, but Gary, and I'm not going to give his last name, we know Gary. We know Gary from past generosity, from other times when he's jumped right in. Wendell World's Trivia Night to benefit St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee is May 20th. And I get an email from Gary, and he says, if you'll tell the, and I, Nookie Green, that doesn't give away, the Nookie Green joke, $300. And I wrote back just to confirm, I said, for $300 to St. Jude through Wendell World, I'll tell it today. And he said, glad to hear it. So, a done deal. That will be the joke. And I think he may have... pretty good idea here. If you have a joke, and I'll stretch it and make it as long as I possibly can. I'll milk it. If you have a joke that you haven't heard for a long time and you want to hear it and have it dedicated to you or whatever, look what Gary just did, $300. I'll be happy to do that for St. Jude, even if it's out of order. And we've got a strict order. This show is laid out minute by minute, second by second. I had a doctor's appointment today, and I got a shot, and now he's going to supply me with 3 months' worth of these shots. This has nothing to do with MD health and weight loss. This is a separate deal. This is just life, okay? So, and so we kind of went over, you know, how to give the shots, and I said, well, I've given myself shots before. And then I got to thinking about this. Up until 1 year ago, not even a year ago, I had never given myself a shot. I've now given, at different intervals, myself four different shots.
Ooh.
Did you get it in the butt?
No, top of your leg.
Oh.
Now, why was that they used to, when you're a kid, you pull your pants, even your butt? Because to me, that would take it longer to get to the problem because it's got to go through all your butt meat.
I can't remember why they said, but yeah. Maybe
because there's no danger of hitting, anything.
Or it absorbs better or something. I don't know.
But you're right. It used to always be in the hip or the butt. So I am an experienced shot giver. And never expected to be. If my kids are listening, don't get alarmed. This is stuff you already know about. So, yeah, I know what they're doing. Oh, now what's wrong with him, I wonder. No, I'm fine. Peon, if you missed it, Peon gave us the greatest algebra lesson. I've not even thought about algebra.
No.
Till I said adios forever to it and good riddance, and I can't wait to get out of this class. I've never put one X and Y on a piece of paper, yet he revealed to us that he still uses algebra to figure things out.
Once you learn how to do it, the very basics are kind of easy to keep track of.
My girlfriend, Sandy, her son, Ryan, is a math teacher and a physics teacher in high school.
Oh, man, physics.
And he's going for his PhD right now, so that's insane. And you sit down and talk to him a little bit about stuff, and you get lost.
Dan, I'm trying to visualize you talking to this guy.
I know.
PhD physics. Yeah.
Well, he plays guitar, too, so we have something in common.
Did you ever take physics in school?
Me? No. No, I didn't take physics.
No.
When I tried to go to college, got kicked out twice, never finished, but the little bit of time that I was there, one of the things I took was physics. I think it's the only class that I ever went into where I had no idea what I was even in. I don't even know what that word physics, what is that? I don't know what it is. But it was a requirement because I was going to be an optometrist.
Oh.
That's what I thought I was going to be. See, I had to take a lot of chemistry, and that's another one. Chemistry. Did you ever take any chemistry?
Yes.
That's how many insane. Times in your life has anybody ever walked up and said, hey, buddy, quickly, I'm in a hurry. Give me the sign for cobalt on the chart. What's that chart called? The
periodic table.
Yeah, the periodic table. What's the cobalt symbol?
Cobalt was a Chevy, right?
Yeah, H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Okay, that's water. I get that. Now, how do you take, first of all, give me some hydrogen, and I'll take a little two pieces, and I'll put two pieces with some oxygen, and I got water in my hand. I don't even get it.
I just turned the faucet on, and there's some H2O.
Yeah.
That's about all most of us know, but... yeah, chemistry, and I had a great team. I think his name was Mr. Mills, and he smiled all of the time. He had a constant smile on his face, and he was so nice. And he said something one day. It seriously is probably the only single actual thing I remember out of the entire chemistry class, and he said, when you wash your car, you have a bucket of soap and water, and you start washing your car, what is it that's getting the dirt off and cleaning your car? What ingredient that you're using? And of course, everybody said soap. He said, no, it's the water. Now, I don't quite know what he meant by that. Then he tried to explain it. Of course, I don't know. But the cleaning agent was water, not soap.
Huh.
So that's it. That's what I remember Mr. Harris. He was a biology teacher in high school. And I do remember that one day he said, and he brought in a Snickers bar for everybody in class. And he asked us to start eating it. And then he starts telling us what we're doing. We're fueling our bodies. That sugar will burn that. And he explains the whole process of why it's not always a bad thing to eat sugar or something sweet. Because, and he went through the whole thing about energy. I'm not kidding. I went out there as a kid. I went to those, like, bought a bunch of Snickers bars. I thought, I'm going to be like a world-class athlete or something. All yours kind of sink your stomach. You can only eat so many. But I do remember that. And the other thing I remember is his first day in class, he said, every living thing on this earth is either blank or blank, is one of two things. What categories? Every living thing. And of course, I didn't know.
Air, water, mineral.
No.
No?
No, living thing. Living. Minerals don't live.
Oh,
every living thing, is the first day of class, is one of these two things. And for some reason, I never forgot that. Plant or animal.
Oh, okay.
If it's living, it's, and again, he made his mark because he started the year saying the two things that I thought, well, I never expected to get a Snickers bar and understand when I was eating it, what it was doing, how it was converting sugar. And then I learned that I was an animal, and so is everything else alive, just not a plant. So there you go. See, teachers, you leave your mark. The Matheny, congratulations. Chelsea Clinton is coming out with It's About Time, a children's book.
Oh, good.
What do I always say? Well, she got two little bitty kids, barely, like, they're so, and now she's an expert. I've always said, if you're famous, write a children's book. And people will buy it, even though they know you don't know squat about raising kids. You couldn't. You haven't done it long enough, if at all. I think this is a joke of an idea, what I'm about to share with you. California is going to try this motivational, it's supposed to slow people down, motivate them to drive the speed limit. So they've created kind of a lottery where, actually, I put this. The idea is this. You put a speed monitoring device on a busy highway, and you don't ticket the fast drivers. You capture the license plates of everybody who's obeying the speed limit. And then they go into a drawing for a prize. I'd like to make an announcement. This is not going to work. There's no way this is going to work.
Man, there's
some guy's thinking about goosing it and jumping about it, and he goes, oh, man, I can't do that. I might not win that lottery.
I was conflicted with that story because on one hand, I thought, well, that might be a good idea, but
I think it's horrible because, again, if...
But they later on in that article, they say they did a test run in this one city, and they calculated the, you know, I think it was over in Europe somewhere, the kilometers.
That it actually made a difference?
The kilometers per hour, yes, yeah.
Wow, that surprises me. Yeah, because I would never think that would work.
If you put up any lottery system where, and what they do, they some of the speeders that they get money from the speeding tickets, that goes into a part of the drawing. So they pick one person that obeyed the speed limit. I don't know, however often.
But how many millions? Millions of people. So I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a good idea. And it seems like about every year, there's a story about yet another largest in the world cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I don't think we go 2 years. And again, it's Royal Caribbean. This thing will be set sail in 2018, next year. It will be the biggest cruise ship ever built, which is exactly what we said about a year ago about some boat. They just keep getting bigger. Now, they don't go into all the stuff on it. It's called the Symphony of the Seas. Symphony. All the Caribbean, Royal Caribbean ones are something of the Seas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of the one we went on that one only time?
Explorer, maybe?
Yeah, I think
that
it
sounds
was.
Right. Very good. Wow.
They had an ice skating rink on it.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Most cruise ships, and I know we've been on, my wife and I have been on 17 cruises in our life because she was a travel agent, so you could kind of go for nothing. I think a good-sized cruise ship to most people is 3,000, maybe 4,000 passengers. That's a lot. This thing will accommodate almost 7,000 passengers.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, there comes a point where it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even, what was that, almost maybe 20 years ago we went on that trip? how far it's come since then. Because
I've
seen some
of
these newer ships.
Oh,
I mean, they have entire water parks.
They go to three decks.
The lazy
tube.
Rivers and like an entire water park.
Ice skating rink.
Yeah,
ours had an ice skating rink, remember?
It's
crazy.
It is. You know what'll happen? Like a lot of things, you start reversing. And the real coveted trips will be the ones on the smaller boats. And I've talked to people that went on smaller cruise ships. They said it's so much better. We got a total of 1,500 people or something. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Gary, this is for you. Thank you so much for the $300 to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis. Window World thanks you. The check will go to Window World Cares. That way I know every dollar of it then goes to St. Jude. And Gary has requested one of Dan's favorite jokes, the Nookie Green joke, and it's the story of, and I think all small towns have that hussy, that woman that other women gossip about, that loose, immoral, you know the type. And this is a small town, and people talk, and the talk of the town is Nookie Green. And women are telling each other, you keep your husband away from her. She's a man stealer. And they just, every little coffee gathering, Nookie Green, Nookie Green. She's the loosest thing in town. And she's called that because of the way she dresses. And one Sunday morning, the preacher, the choir director, everybody's up there and the preacher is getting ready to introduce a song by the choir, and the church sanctuary doors just open. Now, it's kind of dimly lit, but when the doors open and the sunlight comes in, it's just sort of astonishing. Right? They all turn around. It's Nookie Green. She walks down to the very front pew, front row. She's dressed in green gloves, those gloves that go all the way up your arm. She's got green glasses, rims of her glasses are green. She has an emerald necklace, a green, her shoes are the greenest of green, green dress, a green scarf. Her lipstick is green. And she sits down in the pew with her legs apart. Right where the preacher and the choir and everybody can, they can't believe it. And so when the choir is just finishing, as the preacher steps up, the choir director says to him, he says, Pastor, is that Nookie Green? And he points to the front row and the pastor says, no, I don't think so. I think it's just the way the light's hitting it through the stained glass.
All right, let's go airborne and check traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, we're still seeing just essentially those normal pockets of ice. Southbound on Highway 270, your stop and go from north of Olive down to about Doherty Ferry. South of there, it's busy. There was a brief rain shower that kind of soaked the roads south of Highway 44, making your way down towards Gravois and Tetson Ferry. So you're going to see some sluggish volume down there. Westbound on Highway 64, we are still heavy headed out of the city from just west of Grand, and it's a long stretch out to about Big Bend. Southbound 170 on the break south of Olive in pockets down through Highway 64. Eastbound on Highway 64, you are on the brakes as well from about Compton up through the Poplar Street Bridge. Still that pocket of volume eastbound on Highway 270 between McDonald and Lindbergh, northbound 170, a little busy north of Highway 70 up through about Airport Road. We are incident-free currently, though, and this update is brought to you by Target. This week at Target, buy Carrie K-Cups, get one 50% off. Plus, get meth and hand soap for $2.69. Find these and lots of other great deals at Target. Your pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply. Frank Ladd with KTRS Airborne Traffic.
The Big 550.
K-T-R-S. Depend on it. Message and data rates may apply.
All across America, men over 45 are feeling more energetic and passionate thanks to Nugenix. And their women are definitely loving the difference.
Suddenly, he has so much more energy. I can't believe it. It's definitely a turn-on.
He has passion and drive again. It's incredibly sexy.
It's like the guy I knew 10 years ago suddenly showed up again.
Nugenix is so effective, it's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting AGAIN to 321-321. Nugenix is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. Even Hall of Fame slugger Frank Thomas.
Take it from me, the big Hurt. Nugenix works. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting AGAIN to 321-321. That's AGAIN to 321-321.
The rain falls.
I'm getting wet.
But you're inside of your house.
It's my leaky roof.
Stop those drips.
How?
By calling Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations since 1928 at 314-965-6203. They're neat, clean, efficient, local, and have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
314-965-6203?
That's right. Put down the umbrella and let Rieger Roofing and Siding stop the drips.
For good.
Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
Are you tired and confused? Tired of roofers showing up at your front door and confused about who's actually local and reputable, especially after a storm? Then you should call Rieger Roofing and Siding. Family owned for five generations at 314-965-6203. Whether you need spot repairs or need to replace an entire roof on your home or business, go with the local guys who have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. Rieger Roofing. Online at RiegerRoofingandSiding.com.
JJS Floor, located at 2301 Gravoy in the heart of the city, has a tremendous reputation for not only servicing residential customers, but also commercial, institutional, and industrial clients as well. And did you know that they are also a favorite of real estate and rehab investors because of their low prices and quick service? Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with the manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring has the largest warehouse in the city and stocks all the most popular flooring. So if you're ready for new flooring, contact them today at 314-772-3996 or on the web at jjsfloor.com. Let JJS show you how they can save you money. Shop the city and save. JJS Flooring. Like them on Facebook.
Hi, this is John Shea from the Inside Out Show. Nearly all of us have appliances that break down. A washing machine, a dryer, a refrigerator, an ice machine, or a stove. Nothing can be more frustrating. Who can we call for quick, reliable service at a reasonable price? Who is the standard in service? I'd like to suggest the good folks at St. Louis Appliance Repair. They've been in business since 1958, providing award-winning service for manufacturers such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Asco, Bosch, Thermador, Decor, True, Maytag, Genair, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. St. Louis Appliance Repair technicians are factory-certified professionals who take care of your home while fixing those broken appliances. Chances are, if you're hearing this commercial, St. Louis Appliance Repair is in your area. For the sophisticated homeowner, St. Louis Appliance Repair is the appliance repair company that sets the standard for service with knowledgeable, respectable, professional team, because only St. Louis Appliance Repair has a trusted 58-year history. Locally owned and family operated, give St. Louis Appliance Repair a call at 636-349-5588. That's 636-349-5588 or stlappliancerepair.com.
Now is the time to purchase a golf car. M&M Golf Cars in O'Fallon, Missouri is unveiling the new club car line Onward, which features dynamic stability and handling, superior comfort, and you can customize them to fit your lifestyle. Build your Onward with your favorite premium colors, seats, and other accessories to make it your own. Stop by now to take advantage of 1.9% financing. M&M Golf Cars is located at 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis.
Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. The first two seasons were sold out. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Ottawa Fury FC, a new team in USL, Saturday, April 1st at 7:30. For ticket information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Is your garage floor looking worn out, oil-stained, and or cracked? Please visit STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete porch, or patio in just one day. 21st century polymers, not epoxies. Your choice of colors, 15-year warranty. SealTech is a locally owned company. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation quote. STLGarageFloors.com.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're like me, you probably rely on your phone to get things done. So I know you'll want to hear about Kabbage's mobile app. Kabbage has created a simple way for business owners to get funding from their phones. Download the mobile app and you can complete the application in minutes and access funds anytime. Kabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses. Download the Kabbage app today or call 888-CABBAGE. That's Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Well, you know who Mike Evans is. I believe you know who his sponsor is. I hope you do. It's Annie Gunn's Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Can't begin to describe either of them to you. You just need to go. And he's going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's because that's what they serve, lunch and dinner. Except Mondays, I would make a reservation. I think you're going to have to. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, are proud to present Mike Evans.
Get her done. As you know, Chuck Berry died last weekend.
What?
But did you know he never wanted to be a rock and roll icon, didn't want to be an entertainer? What did Chuck Berry grow up wanting to be more than anything else? Don't say a rapist. I know. A lawyer, an airline pilot, a photographer, or a baseball player? Answer in just a minute. Love knows. And I know how, Frank.
No, I hate that. I hate that voice. Yeah. That makes us uncomfortable.
Makes you feel kind of goofy, homie.
Oh, my goodness.
Turn John up.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't know that 20 years ago, Prince and his wife, Maddie, had a baby boy who died 6 days after birth due to Pfeiffer syndrome 2, a condition that causes deformities of 90% of a newborn baby's body. Shortly after that tragedy, Prince started having migraine headaches, started taking drugs, and he never got over it. Horrible story. A lot of people don't know that they had that son that passed. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, they are so ridiculous. You know, they announced that they've met each other's families and all this, but they still try to act like they don't want anybody to know that they're dating, which is, it's absurd. They don't want anybody to know they're dating, but they let that news out. When they go to the 21 Club in New York City, they go to the Casa Tua in Miami, they go to the Boa in Los Angeles, where there are more paparazzi than any other place. Now, Alex always arrives, gets his picture taken, and goes into the restaurant, and then 5 minutes later, Jennifer arrives and gets her picture taken and goes in the restaurant, and then about an hour and a half later, Jennifer comes out of the restaurant, gets photographed, and leaves, and then 5 minutes after that, she leaves, then Alex comes out and poses for picture. Really? Really? I mean, well, we don't know that they're just so ridiculous.
Well, Mike, I don't think you understand, as Peon Dan and I do, what it's like to be a big celebrity.
Yeah,
you have to plan things. You have to sometimes deceive people.
Oh, it's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a crazy life. I'll tell you.
You couldn't get recognized in a mirror.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That hurt.
Is it true? Eva LaGoria.
Oh, yes.
Has had her boobs, cheeks, and butt done. Simply beautiful. You know, every year she's voted the best legs in Hollywood.
She is a hot little... she's something. Firecracker.
She is. It's weird she's had trouble keeping guys. Yeah, she was married
to Parker. That's what they say. They say that, though.
San Antonio Spurs for a while.
But they say that about the really, really hot women, that they don't have a lot of boyfriends.
Well, I know that when I was younger, the same thing with me. You know, hot guy.
You didn't have a lot of boyfriends?
Yeah, well, like, girlfriends. You know, I had Playmate centerfolds, you know.
Now you can't even say Playmoy.
Playmoy.
They wanted it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. You've dated Playmates. Oh, that's right. You never have. Well.
Oh.
I'm sure she looks back and thinks the one she let get away.
Oh, man. Every day.
Are we trying to be mean to?
No. We're trying to tell you how probably...
Oh, man.
This is where I just let it go.
Yeah.
I've been drinking all afternoon.
What?
Oh, what?
You can't tell it.
You don't say.
You sure can't tell it.
Even had a gummy bear.
Oh.
In Missouri, they don't know. They go, well, so what?
That's an edible.
My kid eats those. Yours is the medical type.
I'm just saying gummy bear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the fun gummy bear.
I haven't, I don't know what you're going to think of this, but I have learned from an impeccable source.
The fact that you said, I don't know what you're going to think of this, it makes us nervous. But go ahead.
I have learned from an impeccable source that weeks before their death, Debbie Reynolds and daughter Carrie Fisher had a huge religious experience. And both accepted Jesus Christ just before they died.
Now, why would you say you don't know what I'm going to think of that?
I'm talking about that you in general. Does it always have to be about you, Frank?
Yeah, for 3 hours a day, yeah. No, I don't think that comes as a big surprise or something shocking. I think a lot of people have a feeling the time is running out and I need to do something here that I should have done a long time ago.
Yeah, good. I thought it was very interesting. When I'm with you alone, I'll tell you where I got that.
How did you? I was going to say, because unless they talked about it, which I don't remember that they did.
I have my sources.
What were they prior to that? Like just atheists or
no? They were just sort of. They were nothing.
Yeah, I saw on YouTube about 2 weeks ago. I wish I could remember how I stumbled on this. Is a guy who was speaking, and he was an atheist his whole life, and he starts telling about why he's no longer an atheist, and he may have been one of those near death experience guys. I don't remember. I just remember.
Oh, the neuroscientist or the neurosurgeon.
Yeah, because you got to dig deeper
into that story because he wrote a couple books later, and I'm just saying.
But you know what? Isn't that too bad though? That you have to question. Okay, I wonder if it really anything
right because he claimed
or...
he claimed while he was out or whatever at the near death experience there was no more brain activity going on, but there were doctors in the case that said no, he was just in a coma. He wasn't.
And here, who is to who's to prove otherwise if you decide, you know what? They told me in the hospital I kind of flatline. I'm going to make up this near-death thing.
All right.
Or you make a fortune.
Or
and
you
nobody
have a
can
dream,
disprove it.
Or you have a dream while you're under, and you believe it's the afterlife.
Yeah,
and you
that's
so.
The thing. Wouldn't it be fantastic if just one person could come back from the dead and report?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
That would be great.
This is actually what it's like.
Yeah, listen, here's what I saw.
But that makes you think that there's been a lot of people that have come and gone, and nobody's come back yet.
I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, Mike's sitting there going, I think this is my segment.
Yeah.
He's steaming now.
Homie?
Now he
might be passed
he
out.
He might be. He could be unconscious.
Did you pass out?
No, he could have passed out.
Okay, ready to go again?
Yeah. we're here.
Concert news over the next 2 weeks, 10 days actually. You could see a lot of concerts in New York City. Neil Diamond's 50th anniversary concert, Tom Petty's 40th anniversary concert, Stevie Nicks, John Mayer, Chris Brown, Barbra Streisand, and Metallica all in concert in the next 10 days in New York. Of all those acts, who would you go see?
Oh, Streisand, without a doubt.
Come on.
I'm kidding.
I know. I say Tom Petty.
Yeah. I would see Tom Petty.
I'm a huge fan of Tom.
Of that list, I probably would agree.
I would see Tom Petty, but I saw Neil Diamond here.
Yeah,
he
you know what? He's still
tremendous.
A good show. Read the list again real quickly.
Neil Diamond, Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks, John Mayer, Chris Brown, Barbra Streisand, Metallica.
Yeah, I'd stay.
I'd go Tom Petty.
Real quick. Name the name of one of those groups that I introduced on a New Year's Eve one year.
Well, group. I'll go with Metallica.
Yeah, I can go with Metallica.
Yeah, it was Metallica. Okay. The Hollywood Palladium.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at KMET.
Ooh.
Ah, man, was I stoned that night. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. New Year's Eve, trying to stay up, trying to stay straight till midnight.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Why'd you have to stay straight till midnight?
Yeah.
Are you making fun of him?
No. Probably.
No,
yeah.
No, I was asking a serious question.
See ya.
What?
Do we get the answer?
No, we didn't do the
problem.
And finally.
Okay.
Everybody's losing.
Wow, this is
you know, Chuck Berry died over the weekend. What did Chuck Berry want to do when he grew up? He didn't want to be an entertainer. Lawyer, airline pilot, photographer, or baseball player?
Baseball.
I was an airline pilot because he wears those captain's hats.
He wanted to be a photographer. He learned to play guitar and joined a band to make enough money to buy cameras, and later put those cameras that he bought in use, taking pictures of nude women in the bathroom of the restaurant that he owned.
Okay, so
I guess see
you. All right, there he goes. Lit up, Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. While you're there in Chesterfield Valley, let's just stay there for a minute here, because that's where Amini's is. You can see it from Highway 40. You can't miss it. It's got a copper top on it. Please go in there. Please. Look, you don't have to buy anything when you go in there. You don't have to have a reason to be. You don't have to be looking for a particular thing, because you have no idea what you're going to find when you get in there. It is just flat out fun. And there's something about going in a place, because there's so few of them, where all the merchandise is the finest quality of whatever it is. Patio furniture, certainly, they're famous for that. Now, other furnishings, other pieces of furniture, there are other rooms in the house. Nothing like you see anywhere else. No junk, not even any just sort of okay furniture. The best of the best. So check it out. Take the whole family. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
All right, time for a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, we got a couple accidents out there to be aware of. Westbound Clayton Road, west of 141, you got a crash blocking the right lane. Westbound Page, east of Ashby. At last check, both lanes were blocked westbound on Page. You're backing up to about Dillon. That's about a mile-long backup there. Westbound 64 remains heavy, boiled through McCausland. Southbound 170 in Pocket between Ledoux and 64. Southbound 270 thinning out passing 64. Eastbound 64, still some pockets of volume headed towards the Poplar from Jefferson. Similar story in the depressed section. Westbound on 44 between the two bridge spans. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business. From business cards, brochures, and banners to pens, magnets, and calendars, visit staples.com/copy and print for more. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd, KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why is that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you go ahead now and thank a police officer in advance for what he or she will probably do for you one day. You're going to need them. You're going to be glad they're there. Have a great, what is today? What is this?
Tuesday.
Now, Randy Newman is singing, and this is awkward. I have broken one of the great radio rules. I tried to walk up a record, and I walked all over it. And now I might as well keep talking because the damage is done. So thank a police officer if you get a chance. You will. And that's who you call when there's something going wrong. You want the police. Thank them in advance. Please do that. Have a great whatever day we just said this
Tuesday.
Was. Tuesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Hooray for Hollywood? Not this time. Some counterfeiters are using fake movie money in some Missouri town.
The message couldn't be any clearer now for St. Louis City voters regarding the proposed new soccer stadium downtown. Build a stadium. Pass the vote. Get an MLS team.
The St. Louis Cardinals have a new spot for serving ballpark food, where culinary creations will soon complement peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
But first on Fox, this is something right out of a screenplay. The hunt for counterfeiters is on in Missouri. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weig.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. And that phony money has ties to Hollywood. Fox News' Rocky Madden is live in St. James to show us what it's all about. Rocky.
Well, Shirley, three cases are being investigated here.